Remember the controversial law enforcement program known as Secure Communities? Undocumented immigrants picked up by local police, usually for minor violations like a broken taillight. Then they were fingerprinted. If those fingerprints matched a federal immigration database, they could be kept in local jails through Federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement holds known as detainers and eventually deported. President Obama, as part of his executive actions last week, is doing away with that. Under the new program that will replace Secure Communities, only the more serious criminals will be deported. Secure Communities got its start in and around Houston, Texas, back in 2008. What do the changes mean? Let's check in there. Harris County Sheriff Adrian Garcia joins us. He took office shortly after Secure Communities started there. Welcome, Sheriff.
Thank you for having me.
Part of the change is this change in Secure Communities. Now, what was the effect of the old program on you and on, by the way, your jail system? For instance, you have the third largest jail in the country there in your county.
That's correct. You know, initially when we first took office, Harris County was generating about 1,000 detainers a month to ICE. And over the years, and I was involved in some of the advocacy for clear rules of engagement and addressing much of the outcry from the community, at the same time making sure that we did not lose sight of our core mission, and that is to be a local law enforcement organization that any person from any walk of life could come to us and report a crime and not have to be concerned about their immigration status. I think that advocacy got us to a point where we're at today, where we're generating on average about 200 to 300 detainers a month now. And as I look at the reports, they seem to be somewhat consistent with the mission of what we've been hearing from the administration, that is focusing on the most violent and previously removed individuals as part of their given priorities.
So you said a couple of things here. First of all, you feel you were already streamlining the program, as you say, from like 1,000 detainees, people that immigration officials were asking your local police to hold longer. You feel you've already streamed that from 1,000 back down to about 250. What the president talked about, felons, not families.
That is correct. We didn't sit idly. We wanted to make sure that we were being a voice for the community, listening to their concerns and their frustrations, and then holding ICE accountable, quite honestly.
Well, let's explain why, because you mentioned something else. You said you wanted to make sure that your local police ended up being people the community wanted to turn to. This was a major concern of the Secure Communities program, that it turned police into immigration officials, because another part of the Secure Communities program, that was the database, then 287G was the companion program that deputized local law enforcement to interview these immigrants brought in for minor infractions. And if there was nothing to turn up in the database, they had to keep interviewing them to find something to deport them. And the criticism was this turned your local police into investigators.
That's correct. The community wanted to, was concerned rather, and did want to see local law enforcement becoming quasi-ICE enforcement agents. And we tried hard to make sure that there was a true firewall between those respective roles. And so I've had to do a lot of my own reforming, if you will, at the local level, requiring that ICE be present, let them be engaged by the community, let them hear what the community concerns are, and let local law enforcement continue to provide the public safety that all citizens and residents of our community should expect.
But you said you were worried about it being abused. Did you see it abused? Did you see police, for instance, pulling over people that they just suspected of being undocumented for things like brake lights or, you know, minor infractions just to get them into this program?
No, you know, thankfully, we didn't see anything overt, what would be typically referred to as racial profiling. Only a small percentage of my cases were those cases that were what we would consider Class C offenses, being citation or traffic offense related. Very small percentage of them. But you don't want a community having the concern that on one side of town, they're going to be treated differently than they are on the other side of the town, and that one rule is going to apply over here and it won't apply over there. And at the end of the day, as the sheriff of Harris County, I want to go after anybody involved with gangs and trafficking in humans and smuggling drugs. I'm not going to tolerate anyone involved in that kind of business, no matter what their immigration status is.
So under the new program, if people who do show up on the fingerprinted database as having done those things, you will, it sounds like, happily forward them to the feds for deportation.
I will happily turn them over to ICE and let ICE do what they think they need to do and whatever their rules now say that they should do. But we want to make sure that if you've got a hardworking dad that is out there putting roofs on a house, on new homes, that's out there mowing lawns for an affluent community, that's out there washing dishes in one of our finest restaurants, but that their family isn't traumatized just because that person is here trying to do the right things for the right reasons, but it just hasn't been able to get that immigration status that one would want.
And happens to have a taillight out.
And look, when my local business leaders say to me that they support comprehensive immigration reform, when my business leaders tell me that comprehensive immigration reform will strengthen our economy, and when they tell me that comprehensive immigration reform will give young people a pathway to better lives, then I've got to respect that. We've got to move this forward to get it legislated, create a law so that there's no ambiguity on whether it's temporary or whether it's permanent.
And again, that's under the President Obama's executive action. It is temporary, a temporary reprieve from deportation, including this change in the secure communities. But I want to ask you, Sheriff, we understand you're from an immigrant family.
I'm the only American born in my family. My parents came here in 1959. My father was a migrant worker. He was a guest worker in the 40s, came to the U.S. to work, helped to build the rail lines. He waited in line. He got that permission. You know, the story that I'm told when my family crossed the border, that my dad quickly pulled our station wagon over and made everybody kneel on the side of the road, giving thanks to God for being able to come to this country of great opportunity, that we're going to be good citizens, we're going to work hard, we're going to play by the rules, but that we're going to give this country back everything that it could possibly give us. But it's also important that he also gave me a very, very critical pearl of wisdom when I entered my career in law enforcement, and that was, don't ever forget where you come from.
You have a great personal story, but you know there are people, I'm sure you've heard from people saying, you shouldn't be the one in charge of this exactly because you might have a soft spot for immigrants.
No, look, I'm all about law and order, Robin. Yeah. If you put a gun or a knife to anybody's throat, I'm going to throw your butt in jail. But when someone is here and they have violated a civil law, then I'm going to let the federal law enforcement authorities do what they need to do. But in the meantime, if that person is working hard, they're waiting on tables, they're mowing lawns, and someone robs them of their money, then that person should expect me to go out there and protect them, investigate their case, and put the real predator in jail.
That's Harris County Sheriff Adrian Garcia in Houston. Sheriff Garcia, thanks so much for speaking with us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
And we'd love to hear from other towns, especially local police who are also looking at changes to the Secure Communities program. Do you feel the same way, that it should be changed and that it harms the community relationship with the police to make them de facto agents?